Front page of the Cape Argus today has the headline, Outrage as City of Cape Town discontinues the walking bus project, replaces it with quote-unquote discriminatory initiative. Hundreds of walking bus members marched to the offices of Mayor Jordan Hill Lewis after the city disbanded the initiative and replaced it with a protection force to guard municipal workers providing services in the communities. There will be, apparently, an opportunity for the roughly 2,700 people who have been part of this community initiative, but there are not many of them that are going to get a place in the new service. Sometimes when I'm driving through an area like Lavender Hill at the time the children are going to school or coming back from school, it is a very comforting sight to see those children being accompanied by members of the Walking Bus Project. The mayor joins us now to respond to the criticism. Jordan, good afternoon.
Hi, John. How are you?
I am healthy. How are you?
Yeah, but also healthy. Blessed. Thank you.
The walking, it goes back probably 7 or 8 years when mostly mothers in gang-ridden communities came together and they walked with their children to protect those children from gangsters as they made their way to and from school. Then Dan Plato took over the project and, according to the Argus, promised money and equipment and continued to do that when he took over as mayor in 2016. Why has municipal support for this been withdrawn?
Okay, so firstly, it was always a voluntary program until early 2019, actually, or very late 2018 or very early 2019 was the first time that it started to be a kind of paid or stipend project. And since then, the budget has really just mushroomed, and to the point where it's really not sustainable anymore. The city was getting some part funding from EPWP funds, from National. Those have been declining year on year, and so we've increasingly had to carry it ourselves, and the budget has just exploded, and it is really not sustainable. When you think about the other pressing service delivery issues, the sewage pipe replacements and the need for additional vehicles and so on, to give you an idea, the budget was now costing, it equated to a 1% rates increase for the entire city just to pay for that, one program. So what we felt was the other thing that was that our service delivery teams face on a daily basis is that they can't go into dangerous areas because they sometimes face violence, and so they have to wait until there's a law enforcement vehicle able to accompany them or escort them in, and that really slows down things sometimes. So the idea is to actually not to end it, but to professionalize it into, as you said, a facilities and service delivery kind of escort team. That does mean a smaller budget. We can't sustain the budget that we have at the moment. And so a fewer people in the program, but it will not end entirely. It will be professionalized with proper training, proper equipment. The people that are employed will actually be end up earning a little bit more because they will be employed to do more things. The scope will be increased, and of course the volunteer program can still continue as it did all the way.
Once people have started to earn a stipend, very, very difficult for them to lose. What was the stipend?
R3,500 a month.
It's not a significant amount of money, and what value do you put on the safety of the children? I don't know what the statistics of how many attacks have been prevented, how much safer children have been, but you talked about a 1 percentage point increase in rates, which would be 15 rand a month. I'm quite happy to continue to pay an extra 15 rand a month in order that the volunteers get their stipend of 3,500 rand a month, and the number of people accompanying children to school and back from school continues, rather than is significantly reduced.
Well, as I said, it will continue. It will be reduced, but it will continue. But I think that we'll end up getting much more broader value for the program, because we'll be able to get service delivery teams into those areas much quicker to address water or sewage or electricity complaints. We'll be able to address cable theft and metal theft at city facilities better. We constantly hear concerns raised about the security guards that we have at city facilities that just watch as thieves and vandals take metals. And communities have actually asked us, can you employ someone from the community who knows some of the kids or gangsters who are taking these metals? And we can deal with it much more effectively. So we're going to try that now. We're going to actually start this new program and try that approach.
The other thing inevitably, the number of people available to accompany, to be paid to accompany children to and from school. I appreciate the fact that the volunteers can continue to do it. But when you've been getting 3,500 very, very important rands a month to do this, and now you're asked to do it for nothing, I suspect that some people's motivation is going to dwindle. And inevitably, given all of the other demands on this protection force, there's going to be very little cover for the children to and from school.
Well, no, that's not the case. They will be working full days now rather than just a few hours in the morning and the afternoon. So they will have time to do both cover the school routes and to do the facilities protection and so on. But, John, there were other concerns as well. You know, the program was run entirely out of the mayor's office. It wasn't located in any city directorates. There were scant kind of proper appointment procedures and advertising procedures which didn't make me comfortable. So firstly, I wanted it properly professionalized in the city administration and actually outside of my office entirely. So that's the first thing that we did. And once we started to look at the numbers and look at how unsustainable the budget had become, to give you an idea, it had ballooned from less than 10 million in the first year to nearly 100 million in this financial year. It's just a huge amount of money and not actually sustainable for the city from the rates account.
You said there will be an opportunity for people who've been part of the Walking Bus Project to become part of the new protection.
Yes.
What number? 5? 10?
Well, what we've done is we've transferred the budget out of the mayor's office to the Safety and Security Directorate. We've had a good brainstorm about what we want the project to look like in future. They are going to go away and design a proper training program, application program, and get the project up and running over the next couple of months and come back with a detailed budget. So I cannot say that it will be 10% of the current size of the volunteer force or 20% or 30%. That detail will emerge in the next couple of months. We aim to have it up and running by June. But what is clear is that it cannot be 2,700 people across the metro. Because I just think that figure is unsustainable and not healthy for the city. And so it will be less than that, but I can't say exactly what yet.
Mayor Jordan Hill-Lewis, thank you for your time.